Yeah, it's the fourth annual Canby Classic Fishing Tournament at Del Clark Lake here in Canby on a beautiful Friday afternoon, and sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association. Dave Verhels joins me once again. We lost Casey, Dave.
Yeah, I think he bugged out on us. He must have needed some refreshment.
Yeah, you guys are pretty busy now with the people coming in, and what a fishing tournament you guys set up here.
Yeah, this is just crazy this year. Before registration even started, we had over 100 houses sitting on the lake. Last night, we had just over 100 that had come up and registered. We started registration early. Our last report, we had 255, but I've been seeing houses come on after that. So
okay,
we got to be pushing 260 now, over 550 participants in the 24 hours so far.
Yep. And I just spilled my Diet Mountain Dew here on this nice couch in the ice fishing house.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Schmidt is helping clean it up.
Yeah. Well, it's his brother's house, so I suppose he figured he better make
sure. It's his brother's house. Oh, well, now I'm in trouble. Got Diet Mountain Dew all over a nice couch here. Thanks, Ryan. All right.
Okay, just want to touch on a couple things. If you're out on the lake fishing the tournament, 2 or 24 hour, Midco has come out, and we pretty much got lake-wide access on the Wi-Fi. We got Evan Krause here. He'll be entering fish as they get caught. If you're sitting in your house and you want to see how the tournament's going, just log on to Canby Fire DEPT and click on the fishing tournament. It's updated every 5 minutes, so you'll be able to see exactly who's on the leaderboard, how many fish have been caught. That'll be the same thing tomorrow on the 2 hour. You'll be able to log on and see everything that's going. So then there's also...
What is that website again, Dave?
It's CanbyFireDEPT.com.
Okay.
So we've also, all the 24-hour houses that are out here, we're giving away $50 every hour.
Yep.
In Canby cash.
Starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That starts at 4 o'clock all the way through 4 o'clock tomorrow, or 3 o'clock. So yeah, it's an awesome event. It's really grown. I just can't say enough about all the participants that we've had in this, both the fishermen and women that have come out. The whole sponsors is just awesome.
Yep, and you guys, Canby Sportsman Club and Canby Fire Relief Association, you've done a lot of work, and everybody pulls together, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a great group effort. We've got, pretty much committee consists of 8 of us that's kind of set everything up, 4 from the sportsmen, 4 from the fire department, and we start early. Back in October, we started getting things planned out, and then we hit it real hard here the month of November and December, and gets to be a lot of meetings, but it's a lot of fun too.
All right, and once again, we're going to thank some sponsors here. We've been running through them all afternoon. We got some more, Dave.
Yeah, we're going to keep going with our list here. NK Seeds, LG Seeds, Doug Service and Marine, Dawson Auto Glass, Diamond K Grass Fed Beef, Thrivent Financial, Rangard Electric, Helena Agra Enterprises, Darrell Rainier Auction Company, Dairy Queen of Canby, Wiesman's Trucking, SMI Hydraulics, Sturdivant's Auto Supply, Canby Laundromat, Canby Chevrolet, or Cleveland Chevrolet, excuse me, Wayne's Tractor Repair out of Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic, Dave Covert, American Family Insurance, and Jim's Market.
Okay, and that's just a small portion of the sponsors here. Yes, I'm looking out the window here in our ice house. The big tent is up, and I see a lot of banners, Independent Oil Company, Heartland Eye Care Center, and a bunch more out there.
Everybody with a large banner has done our Sturton level, which is $1,000 or more sponsorship.
Wow.
Those I would like to just kind of touch on, and I hope I don't forget anybody, but it's Midco, Ag Plus, Independent Oil, Buffalo Air Spray, Soil Smart, Independent Oil, State Farm Insurance, I believe, and I know I'm forgetting somebody here. There's 9 of them. Heartland Eye Clinic, and who else have we got out there, Paul? I think that I think that's everybody.
Yep.
Nine of them anyway.
Awful nice of them businesses.
They really stepped up nice. So.
So who designed the website? That's what I want to know.
Evan Krause is our waymaster, we're going to call him. And Josh Sumption from Porter. He does our website for the Cambie Fire Department for our gun calendar and all the stuff that we have going on. And so Evan and Josh have been really working on this hard, trying to get more information and more faster information as things come in. It'll automatically update and
I understand.
Give you close to a live view of what's going on down here.
Yep, and we're in the weigh-in fish house, actually, and so it's instant.
Yep, yeah, it's... Yep. Midco's got our internet going for us, and
you got a big TV screen outside.
Yeah, we also got it's one of our prizes, a 65-inch big screen TV. You can walk up to the weigh-in shack, and you'll be able to see where you're at on the fish and what the weight is and length and all that. So,
all right. So far, over 250 fish houses have registered. There's well over 500 people here at Del Clark Lake, and it's like a small city.
Yeah, it is. Eric and I were just talking about that, and it's almost more than the population and like Wood Lake, Echo, almost more than Clarkfield. So.
That's right.
That's awesome out here.
I was outside walking around taking some pictures. It's just an awesome sight. Del Clark Lake, a perfect place to do something like this.
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of fish tournaments around the in the state of Minnesota or region, and nobody really has a 24-hour, and that's our big draw. People love to just come and have a lot of fun and, you know, hopefully win the prize, you know, if they happen to catch a good fish.
All right, and real quick, Dave, talk about the Snack Shack.
The Snack Shack? All right.
Hard to say.
All right. Yeah, we've got burgers and brats at the Snack Shack. If you want to come out and see the awesome sights, just come out, grab a burger and brat at the Snack Shack. We'll be delivering to any of the fish houses around that call in and run.
You deliver to the fish houses?
We'll deliver right to the fish houses.
Wow, nice.
Get an awesome burger from and brought from the Cambie Meat Market, and Cornerstone Cravings supplied us with all the buns. Tomorrow morning we'll have fresh Cornerstone Bakery rolls. And also have some breakfast sandwiches. So
starting at 9 a.m.
Starting
looks like.
At 9 o'clock. So, okay. Come on out and have a great time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right.
Always nice talking to you, and we'll keep doing our broadcast here this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Dave Verhelst from Cambie Sportsman Club, broadcasting live here this afternoon from Del Clark Lake in Cambie.